team photo earlier this morning, and that giant trophy was right in the middle of the picture. So we're really proud of that. And if you're familiar with the Chamber of the Year process, when you get through to the, I guess it's the second stage, when you're getting invited to submit an application, part of that is to highlight two new programs from the last 2 years that you think are different or unique and have positively impacted. And the Weekly Buzz was one of our two programs that we submitted, the synopsis, and then we were selected from the application process to go to the interview and then the award. And we're really excited. And we love to do things. We were talking to Tammy earlier. Here at the CEP, we really enjoy getting outside the box, really being very entrepreneurial. You'll see a number of things just from this presentation about how we do that. And we believe that if we are the voice of the business community, we ought to be the most entrepreneurial entity that exists in our community. And so we work very hard to do that, not just to be entrepreneurial for entrepreneurial sake, but things are really going to drive a return on investment for our partners. And that's really key. So I'm going to ask Alana to get our presentation pulled up here. So if you'll give us just one moment. And I'm going to look, can everybody see the presentation? Give me a nod up. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So again, we're going to talk about how we're doing video, and know that, and Alana does a fantastic job with this. Not every chamber can have someone dedicated to video, but it is so much easier today to use video and to implement video with your social media and with telling your story that you can do it. And we're going to talk through some tips to allow you to be able to do so. Just some quick information about the Ocala Metro and about the CEP. Our current population, or at least it was just over a year ago, is 372,000. We are one of the fastest growing metros in the country. Our numbers put us at around number 15. U.S. News and World Report said we're number 5. Have no idea how they base that, but they put it in print, so we're going to go with it. And we expect we'll reach 400,000 by actually 2024 is what it now looks like. The roots of our organization, while we've been the CEP for the last 8 years, there's been a continually operating organization, chamber-type organization, since 1887, which is really unique here in Florida. We go back to the founding of the Ocala Board of Trade. We have approximately 1,400 partners. We call them partners, not members. We believe that businesses are making an investment, and they should expect a return on that investment. So we're very focused in that way. Again, our communications operating budget is approximately $60,000 a year, and the Weekly Buzz generates about $14,000 annually in net revenue. However, based on how well it's doing, we're going to see that go up in the next year. And I think the important thing to know is, why do we start this? And so I have a story for you. Here in our community, in our downtown, and we do a lot of work in promoting downtown, we had a project where the city was working. We worked with a developer to build a new hotel downtown. And this was a multi-year project of public meetings, of workshops, of bids and rebids. There were literally dozens of newspaper stories. I don't even want to know, literally hundreds of hours of meetings. So we get all the way through, and the hotels, the developer selected, the hotel's going to begin construction, and they have a big groundbreaking ceremony. The governor comes in, and it's a big deal. And we go to look at Facebook post, and we are absolutely taken aback, because there are all these people going, well, I guess the city can just decide to do anything they want. They don't have to ask anybody's opinion if we need this or not. I can't believe there's never been any discussion about this. This just happened out of the blue. We're like, what are you talking about? And we really began to see and know, and you all are seeing this in your communities, that nobody's really reading the newspaper anymore. The idea that everyone's looking at the paper and knowing what's going on is kind of past. And so how do we make sure that people know what's going on in our community? How do we tell the important stories? How do we tell the business stories? And I was talking to my wife about this, and very sheepishly, she said, well, you know, if it's not on Facebook, I probably didn't see it. And that's when we began to realize, look, we can't depend on other people to tell the story. That needs to be our job. We need to be taking the lead and telling that story. And so we began putting together the idea of creating the Weekly Buzz. And so part of what we were doing is we had an opportunity to hire a new communications person. And we were very, very fortunate, wanting someone with a video background, we were able to steal Alana away from a local television station. And additionally here at the CP, and I know that everyone has this advantage, but of our staff, and we currently have about 22 people, about half of them have a communications background of some sort. So we've got people with TV backgrounds, we have people who have theater backgrounds, radio, journalism. So it really does help to assist. But know that you don't have to have someone from television to do that. The other person, you'll see more from him in a moment, who does the weekly buzz each week with Alana, is Tom James from our team. And Tom's primary job is leading our networking and our executive tier engagement. But on the weekends, you might see Tom, if you turn on ESPN, because he does a lot of weekend work on announcing basketball and football. This past weekend, it was a beach volleyball tournament he was announcing on ESPN. So we've got someone with a lot of television background as well. So as we began doing this, we realized we needed a place. Our office downtown, which we enjoy, was full. And we actually have a campus of buildings downtown, and we didn't have anywhere for Alana to really set up and do video. So we began looking at, and so you may have these in your community, but we have a container. We have a local company, Ocala Container. So we bought a 40-foot shipping container and had it finished out. You can see a picture. It's got two parts. It has an editing bay. And then this is the studio that we have. It's parked right outside. We had a local artist paint a mural on the front-facing side of that for us. And so we have the she shed. Everyone knows this is the she shed. If you've seen the commercials, this is where Alana hangs out, and we make some pretty incredible video things happen.
Well, one thing that this webinar is going to focus on is how to incorporate video into your chamber communications with little to no budget. But first, we want to talk about the weekly buzz, what that looks like every week, and then we'll work our way through helping you implement video. So I'm going to go ahead and queue up the weekly buzz, and that way you guys can see what that looks like.
Everyone, welcome to the CEP Weekly Buzz in partnership with Center State Bank and TB20. I'm Tom James.
And I'm Alana McDonald. This week, we're highlighting some very impressive job growth and unemployment statistics. But first, we're headed inside phase one of the new Dollar Tree Distribution Center.
So we're doing a really, really good job of getting the volume out. And now we've actually transitioned from a high-velocity distribution center to a regional DC. So what a regional DC is we have 100 to 300 stores. And we service basically the Southeast at that point.
In some communities, finding talent to fill 200 open positions could be a tall order, but Pete says it wasn't an issue for this facility.
Fortunately, it's not been a non-issue, really. We feel like the local area has had a lot of good talent, with both, whether it's maintenance backgrounds or operational backgrounds. We definitely have steady employment coming from the Marion Oaks area. I passed one of my employees just going all the way north on I-75. So I know that they are coming from all over the place, being that Ocala Metro has basically been a hub for a lot of supply chain. Some people have decided to come to our team, and it's been good to have some people who are well-trained, can kind of step right in and add a lot of value.
The second phase of the distribution center will expand the facility to a total of 1.2 million square feet, boasting state-of-the-art technology and creating about 500 more jobs.
The official drawings and the official plans haven't been approved yet from our store support center, but there's some final things going on right now, and they're discussing exactly the format and the architecture of the building. But, it looks to have definitely some automation in there, but the growth looks very promising. And again, with that, we'd be able to service either more stores or our Family Dollar brand as well.
To insulate our local economy from economic downturns, the CEP and other business leaders have intentionally diversified business recruitment. Investments in strengthening the manufacturing base, growing the logistics and healthcare segments, and supporting and encouraging entrepreneurship are paying demonstrable dividends for the local economy. The Ocala Metro has reported an unemployment rate that is lower than the state and national rates for every month since the beginning of the pandemic.
In December, the Ocala Metro was one of three Florida metros to report positive year-over-year gains in both of these key areas. Additionally, the Ocala Metro reported more than triple the number of jobs created than the other two positive metros combined. In addition, the Ocala Metro has been recently ranked as the number one mid-sized metro for entrepreneurship and a top 10 mid-sized metro for manufacturing. All of these help to explain our continued and expanding population growth as the Ocala Metro now exceeds 370,000. Thanks so much for watching this week's episode of The Weekly Buzz. Remember, new episodes come out every Friday at noon on the CEP Facebook page. I'm Alana McDonald.
And I'm Tom James for the CEP, the reigning ACCE National Chamber of the Year.
All right, so there you can see what The Weekly Buzz looks like every week. We always do a feature of a business partner of the CEP. We try and focus on some of our larger employment initiatives right now because that's what we have coming down the pike. But sometimes we feature businesses of 1, 2, 10, anything that focuses on business development and business growth in Ocala. We also have a sponsor that we usually feature in the middle of it, but I cut that out just for time constraints today. But before we talk about how to get to video for your chamber, one thing that we need to focus on is building your brand on social media, because what you post in your static or your still posts is going to carry over on how you do your videos. So the first thing is brand continuity. You need to make sure that everybody that's contributing to your Facebook page is speaking in your chamber's voice. So are you a white collar chamber? Are you a formal chamber where everything is a little more serious? We tend to, have a good balance of both. We do post some bloopers and stuff like that. So everybody that contributes to our Facebook page understands the voice that we speak in. You need to make sure that you are regularly adding your logo to your posts and that you're using your color scheme and your font. If you notice in the Weekly Buzz, all of those graphics were done in the CEP colors so that as soon as one of your posts comes across somebody's feed, they're going to know it's yours before they even have to read it. So that's very important. Something that you can post about that I'll mention is, some of your networking events, which I understand is kind of still coming along for some people. The CEP, we've been posting our networking events in person for a while, or you can tease to those networking events. You can talk about successes, highlight different team members' areas of work, and why you are the place that businesses need to go to grow. Now, this is going to be a great place that we'll touch on to start with video. Talk about why people should join. What's your mission for businesses that join your chamber? What will they gain? And what's the ROI? Because we as chambers also have competition with other networking organizations. So talk about why your chamber is who businesses need to partner with. And this transparency creates a bond between you and your followers. So they will get to know you even if they haven't actually met you before, especially through 2020 when we had to do a lot of things virtually. We maintained our growth through 2020 through this strategy. And then you want to talk about what makes you unique. This is where you push your brand, your slogans, your awards, successes, and statistics like we shared in the Weekly Buzz about how the Ocala CEP and the Ocala Metro ranks nationally or statewide. So the reason why high quality posts are so important is because of something I call the social media pyramid. Now, this is not based on importance. This is based on the quality of content that each platform requires. So by requires, I mean by the users and what they want. So Twitter is at the bottom of the pyramid because that's something that you don't have to put a lot of thought into your posts if you don't want to. You can be funny, you can be serious, you can have just quick sentences that might not have an accompanying link or photo. Then you have Facebook, where every text post should have a photo. It should be pretty high quality. And you can post your, weekly buzz that takes me hours to make, or you can post a selfie video. And it's the wide spectrum of things that you can post and still get engagement. However, on Instagram, this is the most important when you talk about image and video quality, because the Instagram ratio is when younger people or your audience, which for us, our audience on Instagram is mid 30s and below, that's who we're really pushing to try and reach. They don't want to follow more people than who follow them. So if I have 500 followers, I only want to follow 300 people because that kind of makes you look cooler. That's just what the kids are saying these days. So your content has to be worth that follow to them. So they're not going to waste a follow on an account that doesn't post very much, or their posts are boring, or they're not very good. So that's why Instagram needs your highest quality photos, your highest quality videos, and that you are using every part of Instagram, the stories, your highlights, your videos, reels, and your normal posts. So Instagram is definitely going to be at the top of that pyramid. Quality content matters, like I just said. So if you need to put something out there, let's say on Facebook, and you don't really have a good picture to use, you don't want to use a stock photo or a photo with a watermark on it. I call that social media, that's death to your social media, because it just looks bad. You don't want to screenshot and draw on it, but you could use your own team photo and put a graphic over it, or a general picture of your building to kind of make that pop as things.
And before we go off this, I'm going to jump in. This is one of my pet peeves. We are, in particular for chambers, we are promoting our communities. Have real pictures, promote the people who live in your community. If it is a picture and you're promoting something, and it could be anywhere, anybody, and you're going to look at that picture and go, and there's a skyscraper in the background and you don't have a skyline, people are still like, okay, this isn't a real place. Mm-hmm. Be real, be authentic, promote who you are, get real pictures.
And as Kevin is saying, be authentic. That speaks again to that transparency, where people will know that, you know, this is for us, this is an Ocala-based organization. They're posting pictures of Ocala, they're posting pictures of Ocala businesses. So it maintains that level of interest when people look at your posts and their level of engagement as well. If you guys want to take some notes, these are my top recommendations for creation and content creation and production tools. Canva is my new best friend. Canva has allowed me to become almost like a professional graphic designer. You can make anything on there. They have a free version and then a paid version, which I think is like $9 a month. And then you can take those graphics, which Canva also does offer video templates, but you can upload them to Mojo and they will animate them for you. And it makes it look very sharp, very clean. And that'll be good for Instagram stories or some Facebook posts as well. And then if you want to start incorporating video, but you don't have a camera, you don't have a budget for a camera yet, the best lens is the one we have in our pocket. And so if you are going to be making videos from your phone, you want to go into the settings and make sure that you bump up the setting, the recording setting, from 1080 to 4K. When I was a news reporter, oftentimes I would have to shoot something on my phone. 4K is good enough for television. So that way it will look good on no matter anybody's screen that it comes across. Now on your phone, a good editing platform is VideoShop. It's very user-friendly, and sometimes they put a little watermark on there. I think it's like $2-3 a month if you want to get that taken off. And then Adobe Premiere is what I use for editing on my desktop. You can also use something like iMovie if you have a Mac, or Edius would be the equivalent for a PC. So if you want to take note of those, you know, desktop editing might be something you have to grow into, but these are my recommended platforms to use. All right, so this is what happens when you implement the notes in the rules that I just talked about that I apply to my social media posts. You will go from very little engagement, which I'll show you in a moment, to these. This is what our CEP's Instagram page looks like when I open it up every day. This isn't an abnormal day for the CEP to gain 8, 10, 12, 15 followers on Instagram. And what's amazing is all of those followers are in Ocala. We're not getting followers from Timbuktu that randomly found us. These are people who we're coming on their Explore page and they're interested in our post. They click on us and then they follow us. We are now at almost 1,000 followers on Instagram. And then this is what our post insights look like. At the bottom of every post, you can click and see we have a number of saves, sends, comments, and likes. And actually yesterday I posted a post of all of the horses in Ocala or with Ocala ties that are racing in the Kentucky Derby, right? Kevin's pulling it up because every time we refresh it, there's more likes, more shares, more comments on Instagram. There's 50 something sends, a whole bunch of saves. It's our best performing post we've ever had on Instagram. And on Facebook, what do we have now?
22,000 people viewed, 293 shares.
And so when you make posts that are specific and unique to your area, that's what happens. So you can see here on, this is Facebook on this side. We have two video contributors. We have My Weekly Buzz and my like more professional edited recap videos. And then another one of our team members, Jess, will do cell phone interviews with new partners, and she uses Video Shop for her videos. You can see this week's episode of the Weekly Buzz has 1,500 views. Hers has almost 900. And it's just because we're consistent, our videos are good. So not everything you post to Facebook has to be production quality to get reach. So this is what our social media looked like when I came on. That was about 2.5 years ago. We had, I think, 120 people reached in a week. And then on this day, on June 10th, we had 32,000 people reached just in that one day. Our social media has grown by well over 800% now. The last time we did the math, it was 800%. So the consistent posting, the quality posts, this will transform your social media. It will end up bringing you more brand recognition, and it will end up bringing you more revenue to your chamber because more people will know who you are and they'll want to partner with you. Okay, so now we have all this information. How do I start implementing videos? First, you gotta start somewhere. So it's not going to be the perfect the first time. You might need some part-time assistance if you have a member or partner of your chamber that does video editing and you're trying to get into the more polished look. Maybe you could do a trade agreement with them to help you, teach you, and then you will gain enough confidence to get that going yourself. You wanna stay consistent. Consistency is the number one thing, even over quality, because quality will come with practice, right? So you have to stay consistent. If you don't have one full-time dedicated person to this, multiple contributors will be the only way your feed will have fresh posts and videos. And by multiple contributors, I mean, I make some videos, Jess, who I said she makes a few videos. And then when she goes to a ribbon cutting, she takes the pictures and posts them. We have somebody else that will keep track of posts that need to be shared. They'll send them to me. So it's a lot of collaboration within your team. Even if you do have somebody full-time, it's something that I highly recommend. You want to try all different types of videos. You can do Facebook Lives, selfie videos where you're doing an interview or a video like this, holding your phone, or an interview style where it's shot from this camera. You can do more polished videos, silly videos, which people love. Our blooper videos always blow up. And then in between those videos, you want to post a mix of your photos, links, event promotion in between, because that will keep the algorithm happy and keep you bumped up on people's feeds. And you want to have fun with it. If you're stressed and nervous when you're making these videos, your audience will feel that. So silly videos always get more engagement, like I said, but you know, don't stress about it. If you have fun or you take a video and you're like, I don't like that, nobody's going to know if you had to shoot it 3-4 times. Just do it until you get comfortable. So if you want to take note of some other videos, video ideas that I have made is an overview of a regularly scheduled event. This is a way to keep your videos fresh and so that they don't go to Facebook and then die there when they stop getting engagement in a month. So when we talk about our exceptional mornings breakfast or our business after hours, we have those videos also linked on our website. So when people go to learn about that, they can just watch the video instead of reading the paragraph above it. You can do interviews and tours at new partners' locations. A great video that we have is advice for successful ribbon cutting. So that video you can save and send every time somebody schedules a ribbon cutting or groundbreaking. You can do a Facebook Live, updates on reopening after COVID, when your office is going to be open. You want to introduce your team, because just because somebody is liking your Facebook page doesn't mean they've seen all your posts from the beginning, right? So you might can go through and say, hey, when you walk in, this is our front desk person, Jim. Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself. And they're just great ways to get started in video before, you know, you launch a series, right? So this is what I call the video production spectrum. We've talked about the tools you need and what kind of videos you can make. And in this spectrum, you're gonna fall all along this spectrum as you begin your video production journey. On the left side of your screen, you'll see this poor dead guy here. This is if you have, you know, poor, shaky, low quality cell phone footage, maybe that doesn't have music or just doesn't seem like there's a reason why you posted it. If you're gonna do a Facebook Live, we're moving over here now, please make it more than 3 to 5 minutes, because that, if you do a short Facebook Live that's 20 seconds, that's the equivalent to calling a meeting when it could have been an email, right? Everybody knows that frustration. So if you start a Facebook Live, it's gonna take about a minute or so for people to get the notification and hop on. So as you're doing your Facebook Live for the first minute to 2 minutes, depending on how long it is, you wanna reintroduce yourself again as you're getting your audience joined on and tell them what you're talking about today so that everybody's kind of on the same page. And I would say Facebook Live should be a minimum of 3 to 5 minutes. Then this is where you get, this is how you know you are really starting to get somewhere, even though it's kind of sickly looking emoji. If you get a poor quality video, maybe it's not edited very well, or there's still frames, but the content is good, or you have good quality and the person talking is kind of stumbling through, that means you're on your way to good content, good quality, right? We talked about the Facebook Live here. So anything from this Facebook Live over is good. It just means that you're mixing up your content. It doesn't mean that, you know, the production quality video is the standard, right? Because as we saw, you know, a casual video can get almost as much, if not more engagement as a production quality video. So make sure that as you do your videos, you're smiling, you have a good personality on there, on display. And your message is clear. Why are people going to watch the whole video? So you have about 5 to 10 seconds at the beginning of the video to hook people to stay, or else they'll watch 30 seconds and then keep going. And then I have touched on and showed you examples of the casual video with one or two people, interview style, informative, probably shot on an iPhone tripod so that it's nice and still. And then we have the weekly buzz, which is, you know, scripted, edited. And the weekly buzz now is shown on TV 20 2 to 3 times a week, because we've gotten it down to, we've gotten it down pat, and we are gaining so much traction on Facebook that when TV 20 asked to air it, they actually upgraded their partnership. And so we gain more revenue from that. And now they show the weekly buzz to 500,000 people every month. So that is the video production spectrum. And now we can open up to some questions. Do we have any questions?
Don't be bashful, people. Now's your chance.
You can type it in the chat too, if you'd like. All right.
How far out are you? I'll go. I don't have a lot of questions. My head's just kind of spinning from all the information I just took in. So, but we definitely want to do better quality with our videos. So it was interesting to watch the process that you have going through the systems to just kind of get there. But one of the things you said was to go into your settings and bump it up from 1080 to 4K. Is that something that's in the camera section or in the settings of the phone itself? Do you do that every time?
No, once you change it once, it'll stay like that. So you go into your general settings and then you scroll down to camera. So it's in the camera section of your settings. And then you don't have to do that every time. We got another question of how far out are you on planning your content? Well, with multiple contributors, I don't necessarily schedule out my content for the whole week because we have an internal calendar where I can see what events are coming up. But if I, you know, if we have a slow week and I'm like, okay, let's think of a few things we can share throughout the week, I only do it maybe 3 to 5 days at a time. So very seldom do I schedule 5 posts for the week because if you post it on a Monday or schedule something on a Monday and then you realize, oh, wait, there's a few events going on this week, you want to mix in those fresh posts as well. So you can't just rely on your scheduled posts.
And I want to add something on the video piece. Just because once you've used a piece of video doesn't mean that you don't use that video again. We will reuse video. It may be a different focus on it, but we'll add that back in. If Alana needs something to fill in on a weekly buzz, we can take something from an event. So we try to, you know, recycle that. We don't want to have to always be reinventing the wheel. So that's a good way you have it. You can use it again and again.
What is your routine for weekly buzz? How does that work throughout the week? We're a pretty small chamber. It's myself and our president and CEO that are the full-time staff. So we're stretched fairly thin, but I love the idea of incorporating something more like that. How do you get that done in a week? And how would you recommend a smaller operation kind of can do it, but scale it back a little bit?
Yes. Okay. So the weekly buzz is really the only thing that I try and schedule out so that I can rely on having a good solid feature every week. So I'll send out maybe once a month, 4 or 5 emails at a time asking to schedule an interview. Based on your capability to go in person, you can either do Zoom interviews, which I did through all of quarantine. It still looked pretty good. I would invest $30 maybe in an iPhone tripod, and then you can get a dual mic accessory on Amazon, which if you'd like to get in touch with me after, I can send you all the links, and then an adapter for your iPhone. You just set it up because good audio is very important. So even if you're taking something on your phone for a series, it's a good idea to have a mic. You can do your interview and then even edit it on your phone. And as you know, maybe you could get a sponsor eventually, and then that could be how you buy a camera, right? So consistency and going into that. I think your iPhone is fine as long as you're just, you know, careful that you're not using too much of your storage. And I think a series is a great idea for every chamber, for all the chambers here, because you want to provide ROI for your members. So a series is a great place to work up to.
And what I would tell you, I've been a one-person shop before, so I get it. I think it's about thinking about consistency. So even if you start off at once a month, we're going to post a video, and then take full advantage of using that video, put it on your social media. But also, if you've got an event, have it running on a screen. I mean, use all those times throughout that month to share that video. And I think, you know, again, start small, and maybe you can grow from once a month to every 2 weeks and as you go that way. But I would think try to find what can be consistent and don't think it has to be weekly.
Right.
And I will tell you one of the nice things, part of the reason that, and she mentioned TV20, that's our local ABC affiliate, that they came to us with this was twofold. One, because as I said, the production values were really, really high. So that was key to them. And two, it was very easy for us. We call businesses and we get in the door. They don't have that ability. And there's a lot of trust, again, because of the authenticity, the relationships we have with our business community. So it's not an issue really for us to be able to get in and get those stories where they couldn't. And so it's really helping them extend out what type of story they can tell. And we enjoy it because we're getting to highlight partners, we're getting to tell the stories, and we're being able to be branded broadly throughout the community as being a voice of the business community.
And just to echo what Kevin said, I think for, you know, as a news reporter, I used to be a one-man band too, so I understand it's a lot when you have a very large swath of responsibilities through the day. I think monthly is a great place to start.
Awesome, thank you.
Who's next?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Steve. How are you? I was going to call you out, but I was going to be good.
Appreciate it. Obviously, your viewership has climbed, and I know you guys are putting it out on Vimeo and all that, the buzz. But could you share with me how your sponsorship package kind of worked? Did it start off at one level? Did you start off with a sponsor? Did you build the audience first and then go after a sponsor? How would you recommend we look at that as far as getting partners?
Yeah, we I think we started with a sponsor.
We did.
We started pre-selling. We did a this is going to sound like some so crazy. We started with a pilot. We had a pilot that we took and we'd use to sell. Hey, here's what we're doing. I want you to give you a feel for it. We got our initial sponsor to commit. And it's like anything we do with this. We gave them a little bit more favorable terms than what we were selling. We're very particular at the CEP. We limit all of our sponsorships. They tend to be a little bit more expensive and we limit the number. We limit the weekly buzz to two sponsors and TV20. And the nice thing is TV20 airs our sponsorship pieces. So our sponsors are getting real value with that. It's not been any problem maintaining those. Our original sponsor just renewed again, and we're cutting them a deal, but I've already let them know that that price is going up. The value on that sponsorship is going up.
So how it works on the Weekly Buzz is we have two sponsors for the whole year. So every other week, their commercial is shown. So one week we have Center State Bank, the other week we have Conrad Tree Service, and they just alternate every other.
Thank you.
And when you do pitch that to somebody, you know, you can talk about your Facebook following, what they're going to receive. So we make like two or three commercials for them. And then we just alternate through those commercials, you know, throughout the whole year.
Would you be willing to share dollar amounts? Or can we do that offline?
I can't tell you what they're off the top of my head, but absolutely we'll follow up with you and give you that.
All right, thanks.
I believe it's right. I believe each sponsorship is $12,000.
Well, if after this anybody thinks of a question that you didn't think about, I will send both of our contact info in the chat. You are welcome to follow up with me. I did another webinar similar to this. And if you have any questions, we can schedule a one-on-one Zoom call. Even if it's not, your question doesn't come up this week, it could, come up 2 months from now. So you can just keep us in mind. All right. Do you boost your video posts on Facebook? Sometimes. We don't boost them every time. And if we do boost them, we don't spend more than $10, $20 on our boosts. And that's just because, sometimes like through the holidays, the Weekly Buzz aired on New Year's Day. So not that many people were interested in watching it that week. So we boosted that one because it's still a good episode, but it just depends on the week, how things fall. Usually those episodes we will boost, but.
And when we say that, maybe once every 2 months we'll boost one.
Yeah, not very often.
Very often.
I'm just going to send our contact.
The other thing I would tell you in a lot of references, I want you to know, it's really not very expensive to get into. You obviously don't have to buy a container. You don't have to create a she shed. if she was talking about, to get your tripod, your iPhone tripod, the microphone adapter, you can do all of that for way under $100.
Yeah.
You can probably do it for less than $50. It is not expensive. You can download a lot of the editing apps and things. You can do the free version or you can do a paid version, but it is not. We set aside actually quite a bit of money and to do, we were setting up editing bay and all this, and we actually had a little bit of trouble spending the money. Now, again, you can always find things that you want. There's a bell and whistle and whatnot, but today it's not that expensive to do.
No, our equipment budget, I have fallen under our equipment budget every year. So especially if you're just getting started, you already have your iPhone, and that's the most expensive piece of it, pretty much.
The question is, do you boost the original post or create an ad? You boost the original
post. I boost the original post, yes. All right, well, like I said, if anybody has some questions that come up, feel free to send me an email and I'm happy to help.
And go to our Facebook page every Friday at noon so you can watch the buzz.
Please like our Facebook page, yes. Shameless plug in there. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Well, if nobody has any other questions, I wanted to thank you both. That was very, very informative. And we did record. We are recording. So I will save the recording and I'll post it on. I'll send it out to everybody who registered. I'll also post it on our website as well under the resources page. Alana, if you want to send me the slide deck, if you're okay with that, I'll send that out as well. And your contact. And if you have any links that you want me to share, I'm happy to do that as well.
All right. So, I will do that right after this.
Wanted to thank you both for being with us today. It was phenomenal and great information, I think. And I'm guilty. I need to do more myself with the video. So I just have to get a little bit more confident in doing that. So thank you for letting me know that we can all do it. So if no one has any questions, then I guess we will call it a wrap and we will go on the rest of our day. So thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Kev. Thank you, Tammy.